from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster who is here to keep you company, take your mind off of stuff. I'm here because you deserve a good night's sleep. I'm here to just be your friend in the deep, dark night, to talk to you, but you don't need to listen to me, which is a bit different of a proposition. So maybe just see how it goes. I'm going to explain a couple things, but I'm so glad you're here because I've been there, I've been there multiple times, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. And that's why I want to help. I also want to help. And there's a lot of other people listening right now that are nodding because you deserve a good night's sleep. Hopefully they're nodding off. I didn't even realize that pun. I was more meant they're nodding their head like, yeah, you deserve a good night's sleep. We've been there too. We know what it's like where things feel, you know, that you're not looking forward to bedtime, that you dread it. And we want your life to be more manageable. If you're getting the sleep you need and you deserve, your life's going to be better. So I hope this show can provide it. Just give it a few tries, see how it goes. Most people do not like the show in the first, great news that I'll tell you in the first 2 minutes. No, most people don't like the show when they listen to it the first time. So if that's your reaction right now, it's pretty normal. Give it a few tries to see how it goes. That's what a lot of people have said on reviews and emails and a lot of people that support the show that pay for the podcast say, at first I did not like you at all. And they don't say it, like usually they say it laughing, but their language is stronger too. Because it's another thing we share, right? We're skeptical, we're doubtful, we're irritable. Because if you're not getting the sleep you need, of course you're going to be like that. But also just see how the show goes. It might not fit you. If for some reason you're already reacting to me in a strong way, you're like, no, I can't listen to another second. Sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou has a bunch of different other stuff you could listen to. Sleep podcasts and sleepy stuff. So try that. Because you still deserve a good night's sleep. So what we got coming up here, we'll have some support for the show. That's how it comes out twice a week for free with a team of people it takes to put the show out. Then there'll be a long meandering intro. That's a show within a show kind of meant to ease you into bedtime and to take your mind off of stuff. And then we'll talk about the Great British Bake Off. So that's what we got coming up. That's the structure of the show. That's why I make the show. I'm so glad you're here. And here's a couple of ways we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleeping Beauty Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show is just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay to get back? How much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. Scoots here. It's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you here. It's where I pop my peas. If you please, I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. Yeah, this part of the podcast is a little bit higher energy than the rest of the show, because these are the people who keep the show free for everybody. I would love to be saying your name here. If you support a sponsor, let them know about it. Let me know about it so I could thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. We haven't heard from anybody in a little while, but I wanted to thank some people who took the time to support the show and to write up some testimonials about why they support the show on Sleep With Me Plus. And I want to thank Sharon, who said, yeah, I can afford to support the show. It helps calm my mind enough to sleep. So there's so much I appreciate about the show. And Sharon said, if you're thinking about supporting the show, remember, it feels so good to support the podcast. And supporting artists, even more artists, is crucial to them being around. Thank you, Sharon, for supporting the show. If you want to be like Sharon, hear your name on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, support a sponsor, let them know about it, let me know about it. Fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors, or support the show directly, and we'll send you a testimonial to ask your opinion. Thank you so much, Sharon. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're having a tough time, there's links to resources in our show notes, including international resources you could connect with right now. It's also about being a part of positive change with our actions, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying support Ukraine, not just saying stop AAPI hate, not just saying all these things, but taking action, learning more. There's links to resources, we could do that in the show notes. And you could join us. The things we're supporting right now, Sleep With Me directly, me personally, is the Midnight Mission in Los Angeles. It's a shelter that's there to help people experiencing homelessness. We're supporting the Trevor Project. You can support the Trevor Project directly as well. And we're supporting Hand in Hand. You know, I first heard about Hand in Hand from RGB, and I've been supporting it. And right now is an important time to support an organization looking to move forward. And hand in hand is Israel's fastest growing integrated social movement. Their work reaches thousands of people every day, proving we can live together as Jews and Arabs, Israelis and Palestinians. And while there's a lot of different ways to support whatever's hurting your heart right now, Hand in Hand is one of those. And that's the one we've been supporting. And you could learn more about the Midnight Mission, Hand in Hand, or the Trevor Project and support any of those organizations, or support whatever works for you. But you can see those links right in our show notes. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out in the show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Who sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
Story
and I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, if you want a free way, you say, well, I love the ad-supported show, Scoots, but I prefer something without the supporter zone or without that stuff. If you can't afford to support the show directly, you could sign up for our referral program for free, refer people to the free podcast, and get access to ad-free episodes and story-only episodes. That's at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. That's refer. sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. What do you say? We slow it down and get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts you're thinking about, like thoughts about the past, the present, the future, I say that all the time, but things on your mind that are coming up, they feel like, has there ever been something about the velocity of thoughts? That sounds very studious, the velocity of my thoughts. Could be another chapter in another imaginary autobiography I've never written. The velocity of my thoughts. It was a cool, brisk. You're right, correct. It was a morning I couldn't define. Was it brisk? Was it cool? Was it cold? Was it frigid? But yet I was inside my bed. Yet I was not asleep. And And that's when I noticed the velocity of my thoughts increasing, like a deer in the snow, after the crack of a branch. Oh my gosh, I think I just went into a fugue, imaginary autobiography, fugue state there. Sorry about that. I'm not sure exactly what it, that might have been the best prose that's ever come out of me. But that happens on this podcast. So it could be thoughts at varying, but then it occurred to me yet again that it was night and the varying velocity of my thoughts. Verily, 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 life was not a dream. Okay, so sorry, I got refugued. Let me do some defug. Does anybody have a defuger handy? Does anybody have a definition of fugue just so I could make sure? Oh, is it a, do I defugue or do I unfugue? There's another brand of merch. I mean, to go off topic yet again, underfugues. They're what you wear under when you're in a fugue state. Make sure you're wearing underfugues. Any similarity to underoos is purely unintentional. Also, if you don't know what underoos were, probably don't, I mean, like now it's something, believe it or not, like underwear used to be super plain. I don't know if this is part of my autobiography. It's just a tangent. And that's why we're putting out underfugues. Just to complete the tangent for people that aren't, there used to be a brand of underwear for when I was a kid, for kids, called underoos. That, I guess, I don't know if there was, this is not meant to be totally funny, but it is kind of funny. It's like, was there a place, was there like a marketer that was like, you know what I heard? These kids aren't wearing underwear anymore. They say this is a unique selling opportunity. And they said, what do you mean? Say the kids, the underwear is so boring. I don't know about you, but you know, adults, we can put up with it. We found that we can make our lives tolerable. And we've, you know, whatever, we got to go to work. But these kids, we need to find a way to get them to buy, like we could, like, so there wasn't print underwear. I guess that was a long version of saying for anybody, but they decided for kids, they would do it. So it'd be like, DC Comics, Marvel Comics, stuff like that. I don't know how, like, but now it's kind of a common thing. So you might not be able to, we'd say, what was the big deal about underoos? And I say, I don't know. I would say that underwear was generally boring, but also I don't know that there was a state where kids were running around like fully clothed, obviously. But then you say, well, you're not fully clothed unless you're in, what do we call them? Underfugues. And you're in a fugue state. You're not fugly clothed. If I'm in a clothed in a few, I mean, I'm usually clothed in a fugue state anyway. So am I fugly clothed? I feel fugly clothed when I'm in my underfugues. Underfugues might be a good name for somebody too, or just, I don't know if it's a good fake last name. I already have too many of those. Reminds me of Mr. Underhill from Fletch, which we were reminded of in Ted Lasso. Mr. Underfugue, he could be somebody's boss. And you say, well, anyway, holy cow, I'm supposed to introduce a sleep podcast, right? As thoughts. So that's one thing that could be keeping you awake. It could be feelings. Anything coming up for you emotionally, whether it's feelings from the past, the present, or the future. It could be physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, routine. Whatever it is, it could be anything. And the reason I go through that stuff is just so you feel less alone. There's someone listening right now that can relate to how you feel. And there's probably someone that's gone through something similar to whatever's keeping you awake. And I know this is a digital medium and that's kind of a strange thing to say, but it is lonely in the deep, dark night. And even if I can't relate to what you're going through, I mean, I think I can relate to how it feels, but even if I can't, there's someone listening right now who can relate. So I just want you to know that because it's important. And that's why I make the show. What I'll do is I'll send my voice across the deep, dark enemies, lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents, which we've already had a bunch of. I think, I don't even remember how it started, but I was writing some sort of poetic thing about the weather. Like, I don't even remember the writing prompt. It was something about, and then I realized I was in a fugue state. Then I came up with an invention, not really a utilizable invention, but, you know, maybe somewhere out there, as Fievel says, when there's a fuguer in need, I'm a fuguer's friend indeed. Underfugues, more than just an undergarment. They're a way of life. Underfugues. Owned by Mr. Underfugue Enterprises, LLC. Okay, so pointless meanders, they just, like, they're just flowing tonight. They don't flow very fast. Yeah, I guess they're more, what is that called? Like a trickle, like a, yeah, you know what I mean. They're not, Sometimes things just deteriorate. Whatever syrup does. Okay, what else do you need to know? Semi-voice, structure the show. Oh, first, I said this earlier, but at first people don't like the show. That's normal. Because you probably tried a bunch of different stuff to fall asleep. Maybe somebody recommended this. Maybe you found it during a search. And you're trying to get to sleep. But trust me, to give this show a few tries and just see how it goes, you got really nothing to lose. The show's free. And maybe, like, you take me up on the offer of sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. You find another sleep podcast, or this one works for you. So see how it goes. The reason it's different is kind of twofold. One is this podcast, you don't really listen to it. You could listen to it. But it's kind of just barely listenable. And what I mean by that is, like, some people listen to me at a mumble or across a room. Some people are listening and barely paying attention. And some people are just listening to get their mind off of stuff. It could be during the day or at night. And then they fall asleep, or at least it makes them feel less alone. That's why people listen during breaks during the day when they're having a stressful day. But also people that can't fall asleep, because this show isn't here to put you to sleep. It's here to keep you company while you fall asleep, or that ideally you just find yourself awake later tomorrow. And you say, oh, yeah, I fell asleep. I think he was talking about like a defuger. He was trying to want, like, if you unfugue or defugue. And every time he did, he refugued. He was in a state of confusion. Yeah. Couldn't say it because it's too much like confusion, which are probably related. Again, I don't have, my mind's made for meanders, not definitions. Okay, so, this is a podcast. Yeah, it doesn't put you to sleep. I'm here to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar cuz, your boar bestie, your neighbor, your boar burr. Boar bud, your friend. There's people that listen who can't sleep. That's why the shows are over an hour, so there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here to keep you company to the very end, whether you're listening, whether you're awake or asleep. So those are two things about the show. The other things about the show, I thought there was three things. Oh, yeah, you deserve a good night's sleep. I've only done this like 1,200 times. You deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a bedtime you could look forward to or feel neutral about. No pressure to fall asleep. No pressure to listen. Structure the show. The show is structured in a very deliberate way to benefit the most people it can, and to be flexible that you can kind of adjust the show how it works for you if you become a regular listener. So let me tell you the intention behind the different parts of the structure show. The greeting, friends beyond the binary, ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls, then I say something else, is so you feel seen and welcomed in, because like you say, oh, the light's on there. It seems warm or cool or whatever temperature I'm looking for. And maybe I could approach that show and check it out. I don't know. I'll see. And that's all you need to do to come here. You say, huh, I'll see how it goes. So that's what the greeting's for. Then there's support, so the show can be free and come out twice a week. And to make the show sound free and easy, I realize it sounds like this is all me just sitting down naturally and it just comes right out and then it just comes right to the air. But it does take a lot of different people working really hard. And we want the show to be free for everybody. So that's how we do it, as the sponsors and the people that support the show. Then there's the intro, which is a show within a show. But when people don't like the support for some reason, they lump the intro in with it. And I don't want you to miss out on the intro at first, because it is another very deliberate, thought out part of the show. I mean, if it's like a conundrum, right? If I made a short intro, this wouldn't work as a sleep podcast. But I would, like, because I can make a long meandering intro, it helps me make a sleep podcast. So I don't know, like, maybe there's like where my natural stuff and the structure of the show overlap, because the intro is meant to ease you into bedtime. There is a percentage of people that skip the intro. There's a percentage of people that fall asleep during the intro. There's a larger percentage of both of those of people that listen to intro after intro after intro. But for most people, the intro is part of their wind down routine, like kind of twilight or the buffer between your evening and sleep. So they're using, like a lot of people, and you could try it this way. Use it as you're winding down or getting ready for bed. And maybe as you develop a bedtime routine, you could do some other chill activity while you're ready for it. And this isn't what you need to do or should, but like what I do is I pet my dog for a little while. I foam roll. I write out like some stuff that happened during the day. That's just one part of my wind down routine. Reading a book. I don't know if I could read a book and listen to this podcast at the same time, but you could play it afterwards or whatever, but you could do some doodling or whatever, or you could be in bed getting comfortable. So just see how it goes. But that's why the intro goes on and on and on for 12 to 25 minutes. It introduces the podcast, but it also kind of, it's just like a landing strip. Then there's support for the show. Then there's our bedtime story. Tonight will be based on an episode of Great British Bake Off. And we'll cover that. And, I'll be going off topic and wondering about meringue or whatever it is. And you see, you don't know your meringue from your lemon. You don't know the difference between lemon jam and lemon meringue and lemon meringue pie and just general lemon meringues. And I'd say, well, yes, and if you could provide me with all those in a delectable way, I'd be more than happy to try those and then forget, then still be back where we started. So what is that? What was I saying? I don't know. But so, I don't know. I got mixed up. Somehow now I've got lemon meringue. Oh, we're talking about Great British Bake Off. And then there'll be thank yous at the end. So this is the structure of the show. It's why I make the show. I'm so glad you're here, whether you're new or you're a regular listener. I hope you feel at home here. And I hope you know there's other people that want you to feel at home here, other listeners. But you don't need to. The thing about the show is you don't need to either. Like if it doesn't work for you, we still want you to feel at home somewhere, right? So I'm glad you're here. I work really hard at your next drive, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. So thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined. I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Air Doctor. There's an Air Doctor humming in the other room right now. You can't hear it, but I know it's there. And I know it's going to be smoky season here in the Bay Area, not to mention they live by a freeway and a cement plant. And so I love the peace of mind and the easy use that the Air Doctor brings because it just works. It's one of those things, it just works. And you may hear me say this, and I mean it. I love my Air Doctor because Americans spend 90% of our time indoors. We take about 20,000 breaths a day. And according to the EPA, indoor air can be as much as 100 times more polluted than outdoor air. And just in my house, that's about 60,000 breaths a day between my daughter, my dog, Koa, and I. And I'm so happy. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold, so my lungs don't have to. Neither do your lungs. And the things I love about Air Doctor, one, it has a night mode where you could turn off all the lights. It has auto mode, or you could set the fan speed for what works for you. And I like to have my hair cleaned everywhere. In my room, in my daughter's room, and upstairs in our living room. I really believe you'll love it as much as I do. And they have a bunch of amazing options too now. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SLEEP. And you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. And exclusive to podcast customers, you will receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use that promo code SLEEP. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. Scoose here. We're talking episode 6, Desserts Week. I don't know if they ever said get your just desserts. And I only just realized now that there used to be a dessert place called Just Desserts. I don't know if I ever went to one, but as far as I know, the thing was they just served desserts, just desserts. I don't know if it was a cafe or a takeout place, but I didn't realize there was that extra pun of whatever you're getting, your just desserts, or maybe that's not a pun. Which is interesting because I just realized, I think I've said pun and interesting 5 times, but because this episode opens with a sequence about a movie, Lawrence of Arabia, and Noel coming out of the desert because he has it mixed up whether it's desserts or desserts. We'll look it up here. I just started playing it. Let's see, there's something about a camel, a trailer, but Sandy and Paul, Sandy's like, no, it's desserts, not desert. It's not desert week. Yeah, he's doing it's like a sepia tone stroll. His hands are behind his back. I've never seen Lawrence of Arabia, so I'm not positive that's what it's from, but I think that's what they alluded to. His head's back, very dramatic. Oh, now we got a close-up of wheat berries. I think those are wheat berries. And they says, Sandy, you're going to love me. I've nailed the theme this week, Lawrence of Arabia, the Great Arabian Desert. Yeah, but Sandy says, it's actually dessert week, not desert week. Oh, my costume's ruined. Well, we'll do a nativity play. Welcome to the Great British Baking Show. So these sequences they had to do after for the U.S. version only. There was a stuffed camel, and Sandy this week has the bullhorn that Paul had last week for the open, maybe, or have they always done those sequences? Did they do them twice for the Great British Bake Off and the Great British Baking Show? These are answers to questions I don't have answers to. So we just had the opening teaser section, Stress and Jen. Then we see a bird, and Priya's glad for week 6. Michael's a little bit, it says it's weird, kind of like going off one by one, kind of like an Agatha Christie. David is not a dessert person, and neither is Rosie. I don't make desserty things, no, no. But hello, bakers, back to dessert week. Signature challenge, layered meringue cake. Cake with meringue layers. Let's not get too technical here. Large cake you share with friends, minimum of 3 layers, sandwich with filling, 2 hours and 45 minutes, on your mark, get set, bake. I forgot to research Noel's shirt, but it's very kind of like a 60s style art. But I don't know what I'm talking about, but 420 style art. Okay, so everybody's starting to make their mixes. Paul's talking about a nice definition peaks, shape of your meringue. Wow, I want to eat that when you see it. could be simple, but you better be about the flavor, Peru says, but don't over, keep it simple, but make it good, but don't overcomplicate it. So we got David up first. David is doing a mixed spice meringue, each layer different spice, one clove, one star anise, and one cinnamon. And Paul's like, do those go together? And David's like, what? I think they do. Somebody else says, why would you even ask that? There's figs, there's berries, vanilla creme. Have any of your friends had it, David? No, just practiced on myself, but I like these flavors. Noel says he's shooting for his moon, shooting for the moon, man. I admire the bravery. Henry's worried about the meringue. He's doing some a coastal town in France full of lovely patisseries, pistachio chocolate meal version, a towering meringue cake, four layers, chocolate creme patissier, raspberry jam, and pistachio meringue. And Henry goes, yeah, you got to lunge between the benches now because there's so few people. Two lunges and you get to the final. You're going to measure by a lunge, Henry, huh? Henry's very quirky. I like him. I like all these contestants. People are baking nuts. Most people are flavoring the meringue with nuts. Life in a nutshell. Michael's making a lot of different nut-related puns. Rosie's up next, salted caramel French meringue, raspberry and lime curd, so no nuts in hers, chocolate ganache, fruit and chocolate, tartness of the curd, layers of lime and raspberry, salted caramel, and chocolate ganache. And how confident are you feeling? Well, last week I took a hit to my confidence, and you thought you were going home, I was certain. I didn't think there was any way I wasn't, but I want to prove my place here. Good luck, Rosie. Thank you very much. Alice is shaving chocolate and saying it's like going to the gym. She's also going nut-free. Black Forest Gatto. Nut-free. True Black Forest. Black Forest homage. Chocolate meringue, chocolate mousse, cherry compote. And she's using sweet cherries. They got some zing. Okay, well, that should work. Should work beautifully. Well, good luck, Alice. Good luck. Steph's up. Timeless classic meringue treatment is Eton Elegance. Eton Mess, which I looked up at one point what an Eton Mess was. I already forgot, but pistachios, raspberries, white chocolate are the main flavors. Pistachio-rich meringue. Is an Eton Mess upgrade filled with raspberries, white chocolate, cream cheese, pistachio spikes. And Noel gives her a hard time twice in a row. Star Baker, please don't. It's like impending doom. And he says, I could relate. You know, I got hired. It's like, I don't blame you for these feelings. Priya's getting ready to pipe some stuff. So is David. Piping meringue. So this is a piping meringue sequence. Some people are doing circles or discs, as they say. Henry's doing a rectangle. They're going in an hour. You got to cook at low temperature, 130. Drying it out over time, David says. Marshmallowy, but chew, I don't know. And then you start to work on your fillings. All important fillings. Chocolate orange at the bottom of stockings. That's what Michael's is based on. So it's dark chocolate, meringue cake, orange creme au beurre, hazelnut spikes, dark chocolate and orange ganache on the outside. There's booze in the ganache as well, orange liqueur. Prue's going to love it, Noel says. And they say good luck. Priya's reaching for the bottle this time. Amaretto creme pat. She doesn't drink, but her husband's favorite drink is husband Sean's tipple of choice is whatever I said with a blueberry creme au beurre. Paul says, you're usually spot on with your flavors, but your timing is what needs help. She says, I know. So I'm going to buy you a watch. She goes, I got a watch in my drawer here. 1 hour left. Steph is feeling sick. Wrote the show because everybody's checking their cook baking progress. Massive meringues, bulbous or Henry's, and then you gotta let your oven cool down. Can't leave the meringues in there. You can't. You don't want them to crack. Henry's getting ready to do some whatever that's called with the melting of chocolate. People are working on their designs, a lot of shaking and trembling. A blowtorch circles of chocolate, tempering the chocolate. Not sure if it's working, Michael says. Chocolate with a temper, even tempered, dark chocolate, or is it furious? There you go. Baking show. And Rosie says, what is going on? My ganache is grainy. Not awful, but grainy. Not what I want. 30 minutes left. Don't know. I'll have to make it again. Rosie's going to make hers again. People are trying to take the meringues out. Henry takes his over, flips over, gets on his knees in order to get his in the right place. Also, he's wearing one of Helena's pins, I believe, that she must have given him. And putting cherries on the gâteau. Henry says his is looking voluptuous, his meringue. Blue food is weird, Priya says. Hers is an interesting color. And then they're trying to put them together. Baked meringue is incredibly fragile. Got to be delicate. Stacking it, oh dear, and then weighing it down with filling. You don't want it to break. And so people are getting a little like, Henry says, if this works, I may strip. And it fits, actual miracle. 10 minutes left. We get a close-up of Noel and Sandy. They go in for a better close-up. And yeah, may not get this done. Decorating raspberry and lime curd last minute. Wee bit messy. Aren't we all a little messy sometimes? But it's coming together. Remade the ganache, but didn't cover it on all the sides. Made space between the layers. Chocolate and orange ganache. And 1 minute. Or is it 3 hours, Noel says. Everybody's trying to put the finishing touches. Shaking hands. Assembly. Priya's dancing. Sprinkling of powdered sugar, and time is up, and everybody crosses their arms. Priya's like, I did something on time. Henry, or Michael's like, trying to scrape the chocolate off his jumper. Sandy's like, that was weird, Michael. Then we get another, these are the outside shots I was talking about last week. I'll pause it, because it's really fun. Two people are running. It's a wide shot. Okay, we have so everybody walking out. They must have like a they have a lounge outside with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 two tables, like coffee table size. This is outside rattan furniture. There's 5 chairs and 2 sofa love seats for them to chill at during breaks or whatever. And it's green grass, hills in the background. You know, beautiful. We also have Michael and Alice, I believe, are running with Joy, arm in arm. And then everybody else is walking. And actually, it's like Steph has her hands behind her back. Michael and Henry have their hands behind their back. Then Priya and Rosie look like they have their hands at their side. I don't know if they're taking their jumpers off. Or if that's how they told them to walk. So that looks the best. Okay, now everybody's hands are loose except for Steph's. And then it cuts to flowers in the tent. Then we go back into the tent. And now it's time to face the judgment of Paul and Peru. And David's up first. Spice meringue surprise. Peru thinks it looks lovely. And they cut it. Nice interior, Paul says. Okay, let's get the taste of this. Clove, star anise, and cinnamon if you get one bite. Prue likes it. She says, But spice, the clove is a bit dominant. It's not as delicious as it looks. Overwhelmed by spices, Paul says. It's beautiful meringue, though. Heartbreaking. And David laughs. So they say, how could you do this to something so beautiful? Everybody's laughing. I goes, okay, I'll pay her back next time. But, you know, it wasn't a disaster. Priya's up, family favorite. The color of the blueberry cream is horrible. Bruce says, holy cow. We don't eat a lot of mauve food, and this is a particularly nasty version of mauve. Paul just laughs, you know, but he says, yeah, it's not appetizing looking. I didn't know we were evolutionarily designed not to eat mauve food, but too much amaretto. And Paul says the meringue's overbaked. So then we got Rosie, layers of lime and raspberry. Okay, we would have liked a more elaborate piping, they say. Looks wonky. Bruce said that. I'd like a peppermint meringue. I mean, not that, you know, you're making stuff on mine. But a little bit of sharpness. Raspberry curds are nice, but the chocolate doesn't go with it. Too thick. Alice is up next. Hers has a little bit of a basket handle. Kind of looks like a centerpiece. Very attractive, Bruce says. Paul says, you got the colors purple. Yeah, if you're going to have cherry flavoring. Your chocolate comes through, cherry does not. Should have used, Bruce says something about some other cherry. Should have used jarred cherry or something. Oh, Morello cherry, something with more punch. Thank you. David's up next. This is totally enrobed in chocolate. It looks neat, like your sticks. And too much chocolate, though. Oh, David says that too early. And they say, why'd you say something? Don't tell him. Okay, so they dig in. They're taking bites, mouthfuls. Meringue sweated on the inside and croûtes. So liquid soaked in the meringue softened it up. Dominates the whole thing, Michael. But I have to say, I love the flavors. Prue says that. Orange and chocolate, what's better than that? And Sandy says, plus you got a ton of chocolate on you. Steph is next. Eton Mess. Very professional and neat. Lovely looking. Original. Looks like a celebration cake. So they start to dig in. Oh, looks yummy. Gorgeous. Steph keeps her head down. Prue bites it. Prue's red frames match her vest. Flavor of the nuts. Take some nuts out next time and lighten it up. It would have been nicer to eat. It tastes lovely. Looks lovely. Too many nuts. And she says, too many nuts to Michael. He laughs. Henry's towering meringue cake. Henry laughs before they even get there. But it's slightly messy, a little rugged. Maybe you could have switched around where he had layers. Maybe invert them. I don't know. Slight rise to the top. Sure. Design-wise, it's wanting. Okay, so they start getting stuff out, start eating it. Prue goes in for a mouthful. I like the nutty meringue. And Paul likes the texture, light. Jam is the savior. Everything flows with it. Jam, it's good. Did you buy the jam? No, I made it. Really? He goes, yeah, no, dude, I made the jam, Paul. And Henry's kind of outraged, meaning in a friendly way. Oh, he goes, that went well, the talking heads. Yesterday, no. Today, good. And then Michael says, that did not go good. And Rosie says, I didn't agree with them that it didn't go together. Chocolate, raspberries, and cream? That goes together. We see a deer. And Noel says, after disappointing signature, this is going to be one of the most complex technical challenges ever. So welcome to your technical. Prue set this one up. It's all about detail and precise measurements. Oh, boy. So what are they going to do? They're going to skedaddle. Off you pop. They're going to laminate Paul's recipes. Okay, so Prue wants six identical, perfectly layered vereens. Vereen is the French word for, I don't know. It's a French word, though. Everybody laughs. Pushed into a fiddly glass, Noel says. And I say, yeah, a layered dessert in a glass. Savarin should consist of a layer of mango compote, creme coconut panna cotta, fresh raspberry jelly topped with a coconut and lime streusel, and a short sable biscuit. 2.5 hours on your mark, get set, go. So now everybody's like, it's complex and simple at the same time. Great, terrific. Has anyone had a Vereen? This is definitely Prue. Paul would make Angel Delight. Why Vereen's Prue, they do? Well, it's got mango compo, you know, it's got these layers. So tough, you got to make the biscuit. It's got a snap. How could this go wrong? Well, you got to chill everything between each layer, get the measurements right, so you get the layers right. And they're eating them. Like, don't eat too many, because we got to finish all the ones the bakers make. Okay, so then you got to make sable dough for the thing. Sable means sand, maybe? Somebody says Alice, maybe? Cut a circle out of the center. Then chill, if only we could chill. And David says, I probably have had this before, but it was after, you know, dinner. Like, got to put glucose in a pan. So they're trying to do their, some people are weighing, some people are measuring by eyes. Sandy says, Priya, how are you doing? And Priya says, like, I guess Priya's a bit of a talker. She goes, yeah, it's like I'm in a house full of a couple of little kids. This is my chance to be out with other adults. I'm going to enjoy it. Then panna cotta's got to get made. So everybody's trying to mix that and cook it, chill it in a water bath. You know how many times I've been told to chill in a water bath? You don't want to melt the mango compote. They never told me that part. They just said, why don't you chill in a water bath? And I said, a water bath or a water breath? Did you just call me a water brat? Sandy and Noel are joking about making some sort of dessert. I don't even know what it is. People are baking their biscuits, trying to figure out 8 minutes. I don't know. And Noel also jokes around, pretends he's a lion, a Wizard of Oz with oven mitts on. Okay, perfectly even layers. People are doing math to you know, figure it out. Henry, or no, Michael, 20, like Alice, and Prue, or what's Steph, I'm sorry. Henry's doing it by eyeballs. And maybe I should have weighed this, but Priya's measuring by eyeballs. People are putting them in to chill. 3 minutes on the biscuits, raspberry jelly time. Don't want to mess that one up. A half hour left, though. So it goes like you go to the freezer, then you come back. You got to go carefully. And layer three goes on. Some people on there, David's is on a, what is that called, a measuring weigher. Priya's does panna cotta, does not seem to be set, so she has to go back in the fridge. What is a measuring weigher called? A scale. Thank you. Noel does some jokes behind a piece of an oven shelf. Streusel. Was there someone named Streusel in The Sound of Music? Michael says, oh no, it's Liesel. Liesel. Streusel meet Liesel. My name is for Streusel, my Liesel. Liesel, my Streusel. Like, that's what you, if you're best friends with, and somebody say it's not, the name's not, Liesel, Streusel. Streusel, my Liesel. Streusel, my Liesel. I think a Lusophone. That's not in Doctor Who, but, or not in Dr. Seuss either. Maybe it's in Doctor Who. All on Z, play your Streuselphone. So everybody's assembling their things, their biscuits. The biscuits got to sit around the, like on the top of the, cover the whole rim of the glass, like the top of the glass. There's all these decorative elements. This is not, I could never do this at all. Like people say, you probably could. No, I could never do this at all. Trust me. Then everybody has to carry them up carefully. It's time to judge. And Henry's got a red tie on. I don't know why that's a joke. Let me rewind that. Did you realize you wore a red tie with, he has a printed shirt. It's white with red print flowers on there. I didn't know that was a faux pas, but they're giving him a hard time. Or Noel is. Then we get outside shot. Prue and Paul come to judge the Vereens. And they're looking at them. There's even got to be gold leaf on those. If they taste as good as they look, we'll be happy. So they start with Steph, I think. Tastes good. Oh, no, it's David. Then Steph. These layers are flatter. Biscuits overbaked, though. They taste okay. Okay, the Vereen's delicious. I'm enjoying it. And then they go to Rosie. Uneven on the biscuits. Delicate. Lovely and thin, though. Jelly's not set. A little wavy. Then Michael. These look nice. Could be thicker. Mango's not set, but yeah, okay. Too much streusel. I think that's Priya. Jelly's runny. Not set. Biscuits on Henry's aren't sitting nice. Slightly thick. No straight lines. Alice, texture's good. Lines are good. Lines are excellent. Flavor's excellent. Streusel's good. Jelly's set quite nicely. Smooth. Okay, so let's see the rankings. Okay, we got the rankings coming up here. Worst to best, they say. And Paul and Prue do a little bit of looking. Seventh place is Priya. Tasted delicious, but wasn't set. Too much streusel. Okay, she says, okay. Sixth spot, Michael. Uneven lines. Rosie fifth. Henry fourth. Steph third. Second spot is David. And it just came down to how neat the lines were. Everything else on yours was spot on, David. Which leaves us with number one is Alice. Everybody's clapping, happy for Alice. They looked great. Near as perfect as we got. So everybody's happy. She goes, that was good. I was surprised, but happy. David says, fourth time second in the technical, never be first. Michael's worried. I feel like dessert week isn't for me. Priya's saying, oh, man. Pressure's on for tomorrow. Everybody goes out. Again, Steph keeps her hands behind her back. Henry has his hands in his apron. We see some lemons outside, some sheep. Walk into the tent. Some jackets on, some people not. Signature is disappointing. Technical, thrilling, brilliant. Always feel like Steph's around Star Baker level. Alice is doing good, Paul says. Has anyone worn it three times in a row? Yeah, this would be the second time if she did. Michael and Priya really have to save themselves. And they say, Priya's got to stay on time. And Noel said, yeah, that was my school report. Turns up late, never stops talking. All right, so everybody's trying to take deep breaths. See everybody, especially Priya and Michael. Okay, it's time for the showstopper. The celebratory bomba. Dessert. I'm changing that around, obviously. That's what I'm saying on purpose. Molded into a semispherical shape, one baked element, two other dessert elements, ice cream, bavois, bombe. Spectacular on the outside as it is on the inside. We're saying bombe. Bombity bum bum bay. Get set bake. A lot of disasters, Henry said, practicing, or Michael, sorry. Alice says, one element, and it'll literally all fall apart. Bombay, it's really a round dessert, Bruce says. Luxury, Paul says. You can build it in a mold, but, you know, when it's time to let it out, you'll have these different layers, different textures, but it's got to set at the same time. If one layer collapses, probability of all of them collapsing is high, according to Paul. Prue says, I want a perfect slice of every single element. And Paul says, yeah, this is a tricky one. We get an outside shot. People are working, mixing. Michael is show-stopping bomba. It is his birthday today, so I might go into the judging drunk. Say, happy birthday, Michael. He goes, oh, and he's just turned 26. Sandy's like, that's a great age. Tell us about Chibumba. Okay, Black Forest one, cherry jelly in the middle, chocolate and almond mousse, and chocolate and a cherry Italian meringue and coating. Too much chocolate yesterday. Sounds like a lot of chocolate. So it's going to be ornately decorated, creamy base layer, rich cherry cheesecake. And he used freeze-dried cherries, he said, because otherwise there'd be a lot of juice. So hopefully the freeze-dried ones will help with the flavor. Paul tastes it, but doesn't say anything. He just reaches over without permission to taste it with his hands. And they say, okay. And Michael says that he must be good at poker because I couldn't tell from his face what he thought. Then we go to another classic dessert that's going to be tiramisu, pick-me-up in Italian, Alice says, because of the coffee. Alice drinks a lot of coffee between class. Tiramisu bombe, Genoese sponge, espresso coffee, pistachio parfait, mascarpone rum mousse, spiced cream maybe even, or spiced rum. And she said, oh, yeah, Noel says, how come you're so relaxed? Maybe I had some of this rum. I don't know. A lot of pressure. Surprised some people, they say, well, what would you drink on a night out? Anything. I don't know if that's like a song or a joke. Yeah, that's what I would do. But, all right, so some people are going to use a sponge lining to hold the layers in place, which I guess was like some sort of permission they gave to make it easier. So Noel wants to talk to Michael about his birthday. He has got one of those birthday noisemaker things. Also, Priya's hoping her sponge will help her hold her place in the competition. It's a fatless sponge, light and spongy, soaks up flavor well. Creme de cassis, blackcurrant liquor. It was used in Shamrod initially, but smelled awful. Hers is a summer fruit bombe, dark chocolate mousse, a summer fruit bavois, and surrounded with meringue shards, hand-piped raspberry. So are you worried about time? That's why I chose mousses, because mousses set quicker. And I practiced, so I made a lot of these, a lot of them in the bin. Cannot happen today, Paul says. So people are like making their sponges, putting them in their molds, lining it with like a sponge and filling. Sandy's like really taking a shine to Henry. So she's giving him a hard time. It's very cute. Steph's making her chocolate mousse. She's not lining hers with sponge. Hers is going to be just set. A mirror bomba, dark chocolate mousse, rich coffee bavois, amaretto soaked jacquin base, and a mirror glaze chocolate over the top. If it doesn't set, then... will it be shiny or not if it's mirror glaze? Hopefully, but I got to put it in the fridge or it'll lose its shine. I say, okay. And she just smiles. So there's like silence. Foam sword fight with Sandy and Noel. Halfway through, Henry's like face to face with his bowl. And now time's their enemy, right? People are putting their stuff, they got to keep chilling. Every minute your bomb's out of the, bombay is out of the chiller, then you could collapse. Multiple bowls, coffee bavois, Steph's trying to get that to set. It could melt or not hold its form, or just be, Henry or Michael says that could be a problem. Okay. And then Henry's like, doing his in layers with a circle paper, circle separating them. So he's going to freeze all the layers at once, but separately, then demolded. I say, that's very clever. He goes, yeah, I hope it works. His is a bonfire bomb. Cinnamon meringue. It sounds delicious. Bramley apple mousse. Spiced honey mousse. Cinnamon sponge. Cinnamon chantilly cream. I don't need chantilly lace. Give me some cinnamon chantilly cream. David's like, what is Henry doing? And so to keep the layers from seeping into one another, well, then David goes, Henry's gone mad. Michael holds Henry's freezer door open for him. Set all his layers at once. David's taking a gamble, which is cool. I think David and Steph are cool because he's doing a sorbet that needs to be frozen. Jelly and mousse that need to be chilled. So it is risky, but he likes risks. Sharp lemon and shiso leaf sorbet. White chocolate, raspberry mousse, raspberry and rose jelly. And this Bulgarian rose water from his partner's sister, I think, or something like romance is in the air for Rosie. It was her parents' anniversary last month. So it's going to be red on the outside and sunset colors. A ruby bombay, romantic sunset, honey cake, mousse, mango bavois, hibiscus mousse, caramelized salted white chocolate. 40 years at least, a celebratory one, yeah. Hope it's not a puddle. We get an outside shot, 90 minutes remaining. And people, this is like a cute, cool sequence they left in. So then everybody's waiting for stuff to chill. So it's like a lads club. They're talking about the setting temperature gelatin, David, Henry, and Michael. Sandy goes, wow, I wish I cared. And with each additional layer, more stress increases, getting harder to set. Michael's got his jelly, but that's set. He gets it in there. Rosie's got some sort of thing she's flopping in that's yellow. Steph's got something in there. I don't know, Paul and Prue are watching silently. Perfectly set layers on the outside. It's got to be decorated on the inside, but you got to be decorated on the outside. So people are starting to make their outsides. Bria's doing some meringues. Noel says, you and Time don't get along. Steph's doing nut brittle, but struggling. How long have we got? 1 hour. And no one's listening. So Sandy grabs a bullhorn. 1 hour. She goes through with the bullhorn. It's kind of funny because everybody's just laughing. So out of character, she even uses the sound effect thing, do-do-do-do or whatever. And now everybody's got to get their things out of their bowls. So they have to decide if they have enough time to decorate it, but if it hasn't been set. So this is like a stressful situation. And how long would you give yourself normally? And Noel says to Rosie, a couple of weeks. And Al says, I think I'll grade some papers and have a coffee. Michael and David play Noughts and Crosses. Sandy talks to Steph, cooking for the people you love, huh? Does that mean I love Paul? Well, it's challenging. Challenging family sometimes. David's stretching on a stool. 31 minutes. Everything's ready to go. Everybody's just waiting to get ready to pipe. Rosie thinks she could do it in 10 minutes. There's 30 minutes to go. Henry says, okay, I'm going to start building. Steph's like, okay, I'm going to try to get mine out. Henry points at the camera as he flips his moment of truth, all-in-one setting gamble. He's able to get out of the roll enough for the cling wrap. So he's like, that was a miracle. Miracle one. And not everybody's hoping for a miracle. So everybody's like really stressed. Will it turn out? Alice tries hers. Steph flips hers. Priya flips hers. Henry's trying to separate his layers now, which is a challenge because you can't find the cardboard at first. Priya gets ready to take hers off. Henry's looking for his cardboard. Alice is trying to get hers out stuck. It's frozen, very frozen, she says. Rosie's comes out. Prius comes out. No problem. Done, finished. Alice is still stuck. Henry's separating his layers. He finds one piece of the honey mousse comes out. David's comes out. Looks good. Alice is still stuck. She keeps trying slowly to work it out. Steph can't get hers out. She's stressed. Alice is tapping her. Some of the cake is stuck. Henry's working his layers together successfully. David's got his assembled. Alice is still tapping her bowl and trying to stay calm. Then Michael's comes out. Thank God. He falls to the floor with joy. Alice is like, holy cow. Steph's trying to work at hers. Hers comes out. She didn't think it was going to happen. And Noel talks about it. She's going to win Star Baker in a row. Don't you worry about that to David. Noel saying, and Steph pretends to listen in. He goes, well, I hope Steph wins. I love Steph. So Steph walks away kind of pleased. 15 minutes. Henry's trying to get his next layers out of his bowl. Alice is like, you got to be kidding me. So Henry, he reassembled his in his bowl. Now he's going to see if it all sticks together. Steph's trying to get her mirror glaze. Alice is like, I don't know what to do. David's decorating his. Michael's decorating his. And then finally, Alice is still stuck. Henry gets his out. Okay. I think it's okay. And then Steph measures her chocolate. And Alice finally comes out and she's like, okay, it came out. It's okay. And so she's relieved. Rose, everybody's decorating with their cakes, with meringue or whatever. Mirror glaze, blowtorching, sorbet, should be all solid. Yeah, so everybody's, then we get an outside shot, 5 minutes left, dum-da-dum-dum. And Priya's trying to get her shards on without breaking them. Henry needs some help. David offers to help him. Turn the turntable as I pipe. And Steph gets hers in the freezer, wonders if it's going to mirror it. And yeah, everybody's decorating, piping. How long do we have? 60 seconds. Blowtorching's going on. Stuff's coming in out of the freezer. Steph's comes out of the freezer. Prius comes out. Alice is putting cinnamon or something on hers. Time's up. Probably cocoa, actually, or like something for a coffee flavor. And so they have their bombas. Mine looks like a cabbage. Pour yourself a G&T, Michael, for your birthday. Then they're sitting outside, everybody's saying happy birthday. He's blowing his thing. Henry, David, and Steph are kind of snuggling. It's cute. And judgment time. Okay. Steph, can you bring up your showstopper? You need a hand? Probably. She walks hers up slow. It is shining. It is, like, very domey. Mirror glaze works, Bruce says. Nice shine, like the chocolate, and stunning. Hope it tastes as good as it looks. Okay, chocolate mousse, coffee, bavois. And it tasted, mirror glaze is thin. Holy cow, chocolate mousse is what a chocolate mousse should be. Melts in your mouth. Bavois is lovely. I could eat it all. And Paul does not say anything for a while. He's just leaning. He starts to laugh. And he goes, this is one of the best things I've had to eat in a long time. Everybody claps because they're stunned. Steph starts to almost cry. Moose is perfect. Coffee, moose, so light. I've been doing this. It seems like you've just been doing this for years. So well done. And everybody's happy for Steph. Steph seems like Scoots-esque stressed from compliments. Rosie's next. They say, geez, it looks celebratory. Shouldn't have blowtorched it. Should have just got to it. It's a little pop in red. But inside, it's like another pop in pink and yellow. And they say, wow, it's colorful. Fruit takes a bite. It's a little more foo-like than mousse. It's interesting flavors, but I don't think the mango goes well. A little bit clumsy. Colors remind me of Noel, Paul says. Everybody laughs at that. David's up next. And it's quiet. Bruce says, it's really pretty. Elegant, unusual. Paul says it's beautiful. They pull it out. It's got a lot of layers. Raspberry, rose jelly, pistachio, lemon, seashells. Lovely layers. Paul takes a bite. Never had shiso. Lemony flavor's fantastic. Bit of like it's puckery. Very sharp. Right at the back of your tongue. The jelly's a little too rubbery. So that's the issue. And then Michael's up. Bruce says, wow. Looks like something off the 1970s sweet trolley. Like the Queen Mum's hat, Peru says. Let's see what it tastes like. So they put it down. And say, wow, cheesecake's running. Didn't set. Maybe didn't have the mixture right. Peru takes a bite. Pauses. Does taste like a Black Forest ghetto. It's got almond. It's got some punch. And done a great job with the flavors. The look is a little bit gaudy. But that's it. Could be worse, he says. He goes, I can go home happy now if I have to go home. Then Alice is next. There's like beautiful, very beautiful layers. It looks like a tiramisu cake should look like, or tiramisu bombay. Deliberate unevenness of the steps is perfect. Hope the coffee is in there and the tastes. Layer of mocha mousse, maca. Oh, yeah, they say maca mousse. Genoese sponge, pistachio almond parfait. The layers are held together. That's nice. Take a spoonful. Prue puts in her mouth. Beautiful. Coffee with the sponge. Lovely. Pistachio comes through. Whole thing's a triumph. Well done. Just like a tiramisu. So they say, Alice, you can breathe. You're safe. And Priya's up. And Paul stares at it. Looks elegant. Nicely laid out colors. Take a bite. And sponge is baked. Still light. Nice chocolate mousse. But the raspberry's not sweet in the chocolate, so it doesn't hold up against the chocolate. Yeah, that's tough. Thank you, Priya. So Priya kind of blows her mouth, the air out of her, like, you know when you blow the air out and make sure bangs move. Emery's next. They study his. This is simple, elegant. Looks like a bit like a snow house or something. Spiced honey, brambly apple mousse. They take some bites. Paul takes another bite. Bruce says, huh, cake's a bit tough. Can't find the apple. All you get is cinnamon. Need something else in there, otherwise it's bland. Stodgy, Bruce says. Kind of disappointing. Alex says, dude, are you okay? Henry just sighs. puts his head down. And then we see some flowers. We go to table talk. Okay, Prue, this was your element. I was in heaven. See the crew outside talk, and I mean the cast. Prue says, this is a baking competition, but Rosie and Henry had dreadful cakes. Priya was in trouble. Rosie, Henry, or now I got Priya, Michael, Rosie, Henry, all in trouble. And Steph set the bar high, but what are we going to do? Alice is, came in first. Okay. And David did good. His jelly was tough. Paul, even, Paul says, even I can make jelly. And then they all laugh at that. Go to the tents. We see everybody looking, gulping, staring, hands in their laps, trying to act cool. I mean, like, not, you know, not cool, cool, but not stressed cool. So, Sandy gets to do Star Baker at least. So she announces Steph again. So Steph tears up. Elle says, you're so good, girl. And they're happy. Doing it for the fringes, Noel says. But he has to announce the person going home. Tougher and tougher. Seven people left. And now it'll be six. So, it's, oh boy. Everybody's holding hands. Michael's nodding, but it's Priya. And she goes, oh. So they all give her big hugs. And Priya says, she's quiet for a second. She takes her, takes a moment to like let it sink in. And she goes, it's been a privilege. You know, I left work a year ago. I was kind of stuck. And I said, I'm going to do the things I enjoy. And that meant, start with the things you really enjoy. You can't go wrong. And Henry goes, wow, last hour I was prepared to go home. I even knew what I was going to nick in the tent, apron, spoon, bowl, whisk. And Michael says, I was on the bottom, giving the bottom a cheeky wink. And Steph says, I don't know if I can go on doing this. I thought Alice was going to win. So Alice is like, maybe Steph will realize how great she is. She calls her mom. Her mom says, H double hockey sticks again. She goes, Mom, you can't say that on TV. And they all laugh. And then the episode comes to a close. So another nice, sleepy episode of Great British Bake Off. Good night, everybody. All right, I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently. I want to thank Deborah, Susan, and David. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Amanda, Ellie, and Catherine. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Carrie, Jonathan, and Mary. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Seth, Joshua, and Haley. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Jason, Sarah, and Andrew. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Patrick, George, and Elizabeth. Thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. And Liberty, Snob, and Reed. Thank you, thanks, 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 and good night. Thanks, everybody who supports the show directly on Patreon or Apple Podcasts. Or supports the sponsors. That's how we're able to come out free twice a week. And a free way to support the show, though, is just spread the word. Let other people know about the podcast. It's actually a huge, huge help. Just telling other people about the show and letting them know about podcasting in general. And we've been able to grow the archives because of sponsors either like this one or because of whatever Scoots is asking for people supporting it. Thanks so much. All right, but this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now, I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10... then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com, and good night.